The Lady Pharmacist Association of Ghana, an interest group of the Pharmaceutical Society of Ghana, has intensified efforts at promoting safer use of drugs. The aim is to sensitize the public to the harmful effects of fake medicine and educate them to eschew self-medication. Speaking at the launch of a training program organized by the Accra Diocese of the Anglican Church for its members, the president of the association, Mrs. Yvonne Iseku, urged the public to always procure their medicines from accredited premises such as hospitals, pharmacies, licensed chemical and herbal shops. She said most medicines should be stored in a dry place away from heat and humidity. The director of the Health Professional Guild of the Accra Diocese of the Anglican Church, Dr. Ni Anum Aye, explained that the reckless use of fake medicine affects the nation's economy.
We are launching the program to train church members on how to use drugs safely. But whether there's even a need for the drug, but how to use them safely. So the issue of prescription, acquisition of the drug, storage, usage, if you don't use it, what do you do with it? And even whether there's even an indication for the drug that you are using. And the main aim is to minimize the big danger which we are facing. First, all illnesses have been over-medicalized. Even those which need just advice, now they end up being given drugs. And also, when the drugs are given, they should be used properly. And then, most importantly, be able to recognize fake drugs.
The Anglican Bishop of Accra, Right Reverend Dr. Silvanus Mensah Toto, spoke about the rationale behind the training program.
We have been engaged in medical outreach ministry for over 10 years. But we realize that medicine is an aspect that people are misapplying. So we are going all out to campaign against use of fake or counterfeit medicine. Our original idea of medical outreach, we go to villages, but now I want the whole world to know how to use medicine and the proper use of medicine.